There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Sophie.
And I'm Melissa.
Welcome to our weekly podcast on Wednesdays We Drink Wine.
The podcast where we drink wine, listen to your dilemmas, and have a laugh. Hey, you guys. Episode 7. It's actually crazy. We did episode 3. No, 4. And we both posted, episode 3 is out now. It's gone so fast. It's crazy.
So fast. Like, it's frightening.
I know. And I remember, like, Sophie posted it and I was like, okay, she must be right because she's posted it. So I did the same.
Ever think I'm right. And wrong was everything.
Someone messaged me like, Melissa, it's episode 4. And I was like, golly, you are right. Like, how on earth have we got it so wrong?
Oopsie, we've got ice today.
We have ice and we're already sipping away, aren't we? We're a couple sips in, guys.
We are a couple sips in. My like, hazelnose?
Is
that what you say? Nasally. Oh, God, wow. I honestly, everything I say is so embarrassing.
Anyway, we've missed you guys. I feel like now there's, like, more messages coming in from you guys. We want to talk to you more. It's weird. Like, yeah. We want to, like, reply to all your conversations. So if you have messaged us, we love you, we hear you, we're seeing them, and we really appreciate the
Yeah, we really do. Chats. I want to reply to all of them. We are going to go through them. So yeah. We reply to them all. But like you said last week, I really do think there is something in us doing some form of even virtual, hopefully in the near future, event.
I think that would be so lovely. I so agree.
Yeah. We've actually had a few letters from people. We're actually going to read them out next episode.
Oh my God, exciting.
Which is so lovely of you guys.
So sweet.
We haven't been able to pick them up yet because they have been sent to the office.
The office? No. How professional
it's
it is.
It's not our office.
It's gone to Candy Giddens. Yeah, the office. Let's go to the office.
Down to, on Wednesdays, we're doing wine. Office.
Oh my God. It's actually crazy that when we first did this, like, we were like, let's just sit down and have a chat and, like, it'll be a bit of fun. And now it's, like, actually, like, a real I'm like, this is a real thing now. Are we doing this every week? Like,
yeah, we fully do it every week. I'm so dedicated to it. And
we're so dedicated. Like, at first, it was just like, let's just see, let's bit of a hobby kind of thing. And now it's like, oh my God, like, you guys actually are enjoying it. Like, it's actually like, yeah, I can't believe it. It's crazy.
This is going to spoil her wine. Yeah.
Oh no, you know what? My ice is actually melting very rapidly. Let's talk about the wine.
Right, okay, so this is from me. By the way, you definitely owe me the next bottle.
Yeah, I do. You keep getting the nice ones.
Oh yeah, this is really nice.
This is a delightful one. I'll get a really affordable organic one. How many times have I said that, guys? Next week I'll get an organic one, and then Sophie's like, oh, I've got a really nice wine, don't worry, we'll have this. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine.
I know, I actually been like eyeing this up in the cupboard for some time, and I was like, I actually just really fancy a glass of it. So Chablis, one of my faves. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Chablis. You don't say the S, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't say Chablis.
Chablis is my favourite.
Can I have a canapé? You know when people say that?
Stop.
I swear. Okay, can I tell you a secret? You're lying. My mum once dated a guy that we really disapproved of.
Oh,
siren. Like, I mean, we really couldn't stand him.
That's hard when you have a daughter. Let me
paint
a picture.
He sold my mum her car, so yeah. Nah, not a vibe. I'm not being
great. That judgy, picking up a guy,
but just no. And he didn't know what peach was. And then we went to a restaurant in Spain. Yeah, he thought it was a plum. And I was like, sorry, are you all right? And then we went to a restaurant in Spain. He was like, what's calamari? And I was like, no, we're done. I'm sorry. See you later. That's the door. Goodbye. Nice night. I'm not joking.
Calamari is one of your favourite things in the world.
So. But also, like, who doesn't know what calamari? It's not exactly, like, finesse dining.
No, it's not.
Bloody deep-fried squid. Are you all right? Oh, my
gosh. The passion from Sophie's face right now. I wish you guys could see it. Oh, well, I mean, the relationship clearly didn't last very long.
No. She was down with that.
So, is he the type of person that would have said canape, or did that just spare on the memory?
Probably he would have been that type of person.
Canape?
Also,
I know. Which type of thing I would say from so stupidly dyslexic. I just read everything and just say it how it is.
He went to a meeting and the guy had edamame beans. And he was eating the... No. So, you know, you eat them and then you put the skin in the other bowl. He was eating from the bowl of the skin.
We were in Zuma once. I think it was my mum's birthday. Bless my dad. Didn't realise, like, just talking. Was like, ugh, that was, like, really nothing. And I was like, Dad, you just picked up, like, an empty one.
My, like, spat out. Oh my god, it's too funny.
It's actually quite easy done if you've had a couple of drinks, you're really not paying attention, especially in those dark restaurants, and you just pick up one, you're like, oh golly, that wasn't right. Like, yeah, why was there no bean in there?
Where was the salt?
Where was the bean? Okay, so...
we talk about wine? Yeah. Delight.
So we're having Chablis.
Having a nice bowl of Chablis.
Chablis? No, it's a lovely
Chablis. 2019, I'm not going to read it, you go.
Okay, right.
Yeah, go on.
Drohen Vardon.
Vardon. Okay, try to say Drohen Vardon. That's how I
say it. You're so much better at pronouncing it. But that's because you speak fluent Spanish. I feel like you're just better with the old languages. Okay, right, let's have a look at the back. Is it a French? It's obviously French. Is Chablis always French? Am I getting this wrong?
I refuse to answer because I don't know. Such a
no, we said something. My friend Alice honestly, like, slated me. She was like, Melissa, you're so stupid.
Of
like,
course, it's because, like, Mirabeau is always French. And we were like, is it?
Oh, my God. Sorry. Gabby, I'm not a know-it-all. But we will be by the end of, like, I think after a year of doing this.
Gabby's Italian, Mirabeau's French. These are what the drinks we've drank. Don't know where Amy is from. We need to check that out.
No, that's what it was. She said the Gavi. She said that whatever we thought the Gavi was, like, always, she was like, that was really stupid. And I was like, oh,
that would have been me. See? That the Gavi was no,
we were both the same. Okay,
come on, we need to sniff it and taste it, and then I'm going to tell you my notes.
Okay, go on. This is definitely French. Yeah, tell me the notes. I've got the back of the bottle, guys. This is the weekly test.
Pear, apple. That is so rude, but pear and apple. Woody pear and apple, like smoky woody pear apple. That's what it tastes. Maybe a bit of berry, like cassis.
Oh, God, I like that from you. Okay, well, you're going to be quite disappointed because the back of the bottle doesn't actually tell us the exact notes, which is quite disappointing because that was really impressive if you were correct.
I think it is if anyone wants to look it up. We're also going to share, let's take a photo of this, share next whenever this
Yeah, starts. It's a good idea. People, I think, like that because then they can find the bottle easily.
Also, one of our very kind listeners messaged to say that we can actually, like, download this app called, like, Vimeo or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I saw that message too.
And we should basically, like, listen to our... We should rate it ourselves and then look at the app and see what how correct we are. So we should maybe incorporate that next
Oh my God, that's such a good idea. Yeah. We should do that. And we're contributing to the wine community officially by rating on the app.
Also, we can start drinking Prosecco and champagne, I think.
Prosecco? Hopefully Sally saw that meme. It's too funny.
Anyone who says Prosecco or Prosecco, a rascal.
I love Prosecco. I saw it. So this girl I know, a friend of mine posted it, and it was like, she just reposted this meme, and it was something like, get me some Prosecco, like, as soon as the restaurant's open. And I just, for some reason, like, this meme was so funny, it made me die. And now whenever I see Prosecco, I'm always like, oh yeah, I'll have some Prosecco. I just think it's so funny. It just does something to my sense of humour.
When people say, like, Prosecco or champs, I'm like, no, really?
Some Prosecco. Oh yeah, I love a bit of champs.
Yeah, I'll have a glass of champers. Really? Will you?
I say that. You. I love it.
Yeah, but you kind of, like, get away with it. You say things up here, so...
I actually don't say that anymore. I think you got me out of the habit. But that was, like, a stage in my life. I thought it was the funniest world ever. We've actually spoken about this in the podcast, right?
Piff's banging. I love it. I'm going to bring it back.
You're going to bring it back. What else is coming back suddenly in social media? Duh. People are going, yeah, duh. I'm like, sorry, are we 15 again?
I still say, I've always said that I go to Jamie. Yeah, duh.
Yeah, I know, but it's like a funny thing that's like come back in, like people are writing it, like, oh, coffee in the morning, duh. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Oh, grow up, you hot girl.
Grow up, you hot girl, Salmon.
My friend literally called me, FaceTimed me, Chrissy mentioned her every podcast, and she was like, are you okay? There's songs made about hot girl Salmons, and I was
yeah,
like,
I don't know what is wrong with how you this is just missed off your radar.
I read books and do fun things. Like,
this is, oh my god, sorry. Did you regret the words that they just came out of your mouth?
I don't.
Complete lies. I read books. What was the last book you read?
I listened to them. I like audiobooks at night time. And they're under the name of Calm than me. App. I would class them as books because if someone's reading me a nighttime story.
Stop. You're actually quite good. You're better than me. I've never
Melissa might not life. Be reading a book.
I've never read a book in my life, so I actually
I refuse to believe that because surely at English literature, did you not do it for A-level or GCSE or whatever? You had to do it for GCSE.
For GCSE, we read in class. So the teacher would read us segments of the book, and it was
read a bit. And I used to always
no, they never used to read us out because we were in the low class and we were all dyslexic, and none of us would be able to do it properly. It's really tough being dyslexic, guys. Not gonna lie, but I was very fortunate to be in schools where they catered for it, and I had so many other kids that were the same, so I just felt like it was normal. And like, I love it now. I kind of use it as a bit of an excuse, which is quite rogue. Like every time, I'm like, Sophie, you've got to read out the dilemma because
yeah, you just can't be asked right.
Shall I read it out today? I'll read one out, a short
one.
Yeah,
go on.
We'll see how I go. But yeah, my school teacher read it. What's Of Mice and Men, and then we watched part of the film.
Of Mice and Men.
Stop. Oh. You are lying.
I did Streetcar Named Desire with Marlon Brando, and I literally fell in love with him. So
Miss Roy, because
so
you're
it.
So clever, like you're probably in a way higher than me. Oh,
yeah,
okay, you're one
English
of those.
English and English
it. All of my friends are so bright. Every single one.
I'm like,
top
anyone
set.
Listening to this story, this podcast will be like, Sophie could not be bright. I was just very exam smart, but I'm fucking dumb.
No, you're not. This wine's going down a treat for Sophie. She's just... Finish the glass off.
I know, I did actually. You're beauty way quicker than me.
I am. This is a good sign. This is a wonderful wine,
yeah,
guys. This is a very
wines
lovely
really
wine.
Like, and then certain wines
this is just a classic, like. Lovely wine. Like if you're in a restaurant, you know you can go for a Chablis and it's gonna be lovely.
Yeah.
You know? Quite an impressive one to go for. It's not as like basic, I think, as you're like I always just I'm so basic and I'm like, yeah, Pinot Grigio. Or like Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
So I just know they're always going to be like
dry.
Fine,
yeah.
Good wines. But this
what
is like a
Chardonnay?
Really lovely.
I think Chardonnay.
Don't mind them. They're okay.
They're quite oaky, aren't they?
Oh, I don't know.
I think they're quite like smoky.
Quite smoky, yeah. I've got no idea. But yeah, right. Chardonnay's always one that like, I guess, gets ordered when I'm at a family dinner, like a Chardonnay's. One that comes up. Sauvignon
really
is also one that comes up sometimes when I'm at family dinners, but not at my family dinners, like at other family dinners that I've been to. Like, it just depends on what you like, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you
some
like
people love a Sauvignon. Mm. But I think a Chablis is quite a grown-up choice. Sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Sounds like some world's nice Chablis.
Yeah, it is lovely.
Maybe we should like mix up and like have champagne. I'm just saying
this. Oh,
here,
I like
I
this.
And
some
love-
made can't. Canapes. No, what was the word
yeah.
that you said that was
what,
funny?
A thin nibble on whilst we're doing it.
A nibble on. What
canapes.
Was canapes. We should do it with some canapes.
Or no, they
some
champs
canaps. And canaps.
Oh, 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 really oh, that people
I eat. Love it.
Some champs and
champs
canaps.
Champs and canaps, yeah.
Banging, let's get some champs and canaps.
Champs and canaps.
Okay, can we read some dilemmas? Mm-hmm. We got so many.
This is just actually a little note. From a really sweet girl, and I thought this is definitely something we need to read out because it so validates like what I've said. Hey Sophie and Melissa, love the podcast all the way from Sydney, which is super cute. I did not realise people listen in Australia. I love that. Such a great listen and look forward to it every week. Also, for Sophie's wine allergy, you should try some natural wine, which is what I've said, organic, natural. Minimal sulfates, low intervention, is that what she said? Yeah, that is what she said,
yeah,
right?
Low intervention.
If you haven't already, it never gives you a hangover and is delicious without all the shitty preservatives that cause allergic reactions. I can't drink regular wine now. Haha. Can't wait for the next episode.
You, I won't say your name just in case you want to be anonymous, but are a bloody delight. Anything that's not going to give me a hangover and will not make me
yeah.
like blocked nose is just like
dreamy. And we have had this conversation, and you are not the first person to say this, so that's like really good information. You see, I told you I'm not making up the organic ones.
You're not turning up, you're not delivering with the organic wine.
Only because also we have been sent a really lovely like amount of wines, and each week Sophie's like, oh, we've been sent this week, let's try it. But this was, you did have this in the cupboard.
Yeah,
it is. I can see, guys,
what
last week's wine is half drunk, half like opened on the floor, like with the lid on. You're not going to drink that, are you?
No, you take it home with
you. You kept that hoping that you're going to drink it, and it's just not happening, right?
I thought I would probably have a glass of red on my own, but I wouldn't have a glass of white. But then I'm not going to do it if you take
yeah,
it
Yeah, no, but right. That's probably gone now. It's a week old. It's probably going to be off and let you suck all the air out, which is quite a good contraption. I'll have to get you one of those for your birthday.
Sorry, what's this?
Saves the wine for longer. You shove this little, like, it's like a rubber
stopper,
and then you suck out the air, and it sort of reseals it, and then it lasts.
Oh my god, amazing.
Good for you.
Yeah, very good for me.
So especially you, when Jamie's not here, you only have a couple glasses and then you're done.
I don't even drink when Jamie's not here.
No, well, you do with me.
Yeah, I do. It's such a treat.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to be honest. The organic wine thing, not giving you a hangover, that analogy only works if you have a couple glasses. If you go ham on the wine like Heidi,
yeah, I'm
and you have like a bottle and a bit to yourself, you're going to get hangover.
If I had a bottle but it a bit does, of wine, I'd be honestly... like
yeah off the walls, but it does help. I will agree, it stops the clagginess in your head, you know, that grey like claggy feeling.
It's like sticky heavy,
yeah, like, it reduces that for sure without the sulfates. And I feel like most wine companies probably are going in that direction, but it's quite a new thing, this organic wine thing, you know.
All right, okay, I'm up for that. This is quite a long one, so do you want me to read it? You did do very well reading that, by the way.
I'm not that bad, I just like
you're just
kind of use it as a bit of an excuse.
Okay, I've never ever written into anything with a dilemma before, but I would love some advice, one I have at the moment. I went on a Hinge date with a guy who, frankly, is totally awesome. I broke my never message first rule and asked if he would like to do something again. He replies saying yes, but okay, could we do something again on a friend level? We have now seen each other 3 times and he's very proactive in reaching out to me and setting up the next meet. We have more and more fun each time, and the last time we spoke, he admitted that he wasn't really feeling the dating app, as he had come out of a relationship on lockdown, and so he felt he should be single. My dilemma is, I'm starting to like him more and more, and whilst it would be sad to lose this new friendship, is it disingenuous of me to keep seeing him knowing I like him more than a friend? I think he must like you more of his friend too.
Okay, so there's a couple ways of looking at this. This is so like looking at it from a girl way, and then looking at it from a guy's perspective. So, if I was him and I had just come out of a relationship, I don't want to come across harsh. I feel like the tough love maybe sometimes is needed. So, I think you're feeling quite lonely when you're fresh out of a relationship and you miss that constant interaction with another human. And that, like, you know, so, I mean, he has been honest with you and said, like, he just wants to be friends. But at the same time, I think that you need to put your feelings first and be like, shit, if I'm getting feelings here and all he is seeing this as is a friendship, you know, is it a good idea to continue the dating? Is so hard.
Again, like, have they been kissing? I guess not.
Yeah, I mean, I guess not if it's friendly.
I just know from past experience, having lived with a boy, he kind of did do this. And again, I do think it came down to loneliness. I do think boys like reassurance. They like knowing that a girl's there. They like female company because, let's face it, we're fucking great.
We are.
And yeah, that is one theory. Or you could look at it like she should probably just, but like what she got to lose by saying, hey, I like you more than that. Like, how long can you be friends with him, like, without it damaging, without it hindering your experience on dating otherwise? You know, like, exactly. You might be putting off meeting the best next guy ever boy, because yeah. You're always with this guy and he only sees you
wants
as a friend.
A friendship.
So there's part of me that's like, maybe it's a conversation to be had.
Yeah, maybe. This is really tough, this whole dating thing, and it's such a mixed signal that he's very keen to set up the next day, and like...
Yeah, so keen.
And also, yeah, like, well. Surely you have other friends, you know, why are you so keen for this new friendship kind of thing? It's like, there's a couple, like, angles you can look at this, but I think if he has been honest with you and said, I've just come out of a relationship, shitting myself a bit about the app, I just want a friendship with you, then that's you know, obviously a very clear sign because he said it to your face or said it to you. But then also strange that he's so keen to meet up all the time and like arranging the next date. I think you've got to really put your feelings first. And, you know, you can't leave the ball in his court to be like, okay, I'm going to carry on seeing you in the hope that you'll change your mind and be ready for us to like date romantically. That's hard.
That is really
You're wasting hard. Your precious time. As Sophie said, like you might be missing out on meeting another great guy that does want to be in a relationship with you or, you know, have a romantic relationship with you.
Maybe like pause a bit on your friendship. Still like don't lose it. Maybe, you know, putting this in my position, I am not the person to go up to some guy who is meant to be my friend and be like, look, these are the way I feel. If I were you, what I would do though is I would start dating other guys. I would start messaging other guys. I would not close the doors off. And I would make my brain realize me and him are never going to work. If you can handle just being his friend, fine, continue just being his friend. Mm-hmm. But if you are like seeking his friendship and thinking like, I think one day I'll sway him, then you've got to cut.
You do. There's nothing like
you're just hurting yourself.
Yeah, totally. And also, I think for me personally, like if I knew that someone, I guess, didn't like me, it would almost turn me off them.
Yes.
Weirdly, I'd be like, oh, I need someone to literally be obsessed with me. Like I can't pine after someone and hope.
I like never pine, but I do fancy boys who don't fancy me. Who like openly do. Not who are really? Like, oh no, I don't like you. But I like the chase for sure. But that's just me.
But if he said to you, like, I just want to be mates.
Not a chick. Oh, I'd just be like, see you later. I wouldn't even want to.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, I can't do this. Like, sorry, bye.
I'd just like, it hurt my ego a bit.
Yeah, exactly. It would hurt my ego. And I would.
I don't know whether that's what's happened with them. I think they've just hung out and he's, before she's like expressed how she feels, he's just been like, oh, I just want to be friends. So she's not in a place where she's embarrassed, which is what I wouldn't be able to deal well with, to be honest. So I'd be like, I'd be like, bye, never speak to you again. If I was like, oh, I really like you, and then he was like, nah, I just want to be friends. I'm not very
I agree with you. I think you need to decide if you can handle the friendship as just being a friendship and you're not going to like let it cloud the rest of your dating fun. Like you definitely do need to still date. If he said to you, like, he doesn't want to have that kind of relationship, you can't just wait around for him.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
You need someone that wants you now, you know? It's ready for it.
Yeah, life is too short.
It is. You can't wait around for boys that just, you know, I don't know what I want.
What's our ultimate feedback to this?
Okay. If you can handle the friendship and you can sort of just suppress your feelings and let them just go away and you're going to get over that like little crush, I guess, that you've got, then fine, carry on with the friendship. If not, I would just really like put it on pause and be like, I've just got to concentrate on myself and dating right now. You know, if that's not what you want, that's fair enough. But it's a bit confusing for me to carry on seeing you all the time.
Like, oh my God, I really like you. Exactly. I bet that will happen.
Yeah, it does. I love, if any of you guys notice, Sophie, every podcast, you'll whisper something.
Really?
Every time.
It always does. Oh my God, I just miss the darkness.
You actually are. Like, you're trying to flirt with me. Stop it.
Okay, right. My time.
Wait, actually, before we play another dilemma, there's another little mini dating. Yeah. I guess it's like a mini dilemma. I've got a little voice note. It is someone that I know. Quite funny. I know for a fact that she was a little bit drunk when she sent this in.
Oh God, I can't wait.
And I feel like she was really like, not nervous, but she was like, I need this to be like, because she obviously knows our podcast, and she was like, I need to know that what I'm saying is not going to embarrass myself. I need to say I'm like saying the right facts. But this is a genuine dilemma. She said it to me before a couple of times. Mm. And I think we all have this at some point.
Okay, come on, I'm there, shall we see?
Hi, girls. Love the podcast. I've recently broken up with my boyfriend and it's hot girl summer. I'm really excited to be dating again. I'm happy to shag on the first date, but don't want to make the first move or seem too keen. How do I make it obvious I'm happy to go home together without being too forward?
You've got it, Fuzzy, I love her.
I love it. She sent me a message the next day like, did you get my message? And I was like, what? I was like checking my messages. I was like, no, I didn't get a voice note from you. She's like, I sent it to the podcast Instagram. And I was like, oh my God. She was like, listen to it. She was like, I was so drunk. I had to pluck up the courage to send the voice
note.
No,
I love her.
How funny.
Her, I can tell you. She's sweet.
I know.
Farsi, hello. So many girls have experienced that.
I know. And you know what? There's such a like slut shaming thing on like.
But then there's also so much like, fuck it, girls. It's hot girl summer.
Exactly.
Do what the fuck you want. If boy, sorry, I just swore so much in the last 5 seconds.
It's passionate. But, like, it's passion.
If boys can shag those, if so can we. I
totally.
Right.
I regret. I guess in my past not doing things that I instinctively wanted to do.
Or go home and.
No, not go home and, like, just shag someone, but, like, maybe I was in a position where I naturally would, and it was, like, after, like, I guess a couple dates, and, like, I was in a position where it would have been totally fine and romantic, and I wanted to do it so badly, but I constantly, like, stopped myself because I was so, like, I mustn't do this, I'm a girl, I don't want to up my number, like, that stupid mindset.
Shut up the number. Also, you can lie about the
no
number.
No one has to fucking know, like, this is your private, like, thing, you know?
Don't, like, if someone asked me what my number was, first I'd be like, you okay, you loser from year 7.
I know, no, I'm not lying, I have asked Harry his number a couple of times, he still ain't tell me.
Well, do you even know what his number was on Instagram? I'm definitely sure he's got babies out there. From his early years.
Oh my God.
Little blonde rugrats.
Stop worrying about Chelsea. Oh my God, I'm dead. No, but seriously, I think that it's, you know, something that we should just be able to do. And I also think it's quite shitty of boys to be, this is the problem with it. If you actually like someone, shitty boys can, I guess, be like, oh, kind of got what I wanted. Sweet, don't need to speak to her again.
Yeah.
But then I do think if they actually really like you, I know so many of my girlfriends that are in really long-term relationships, and they're like, oh, yeah, we slept together on the first date. Felt right, I wanted to. And it was fine.
Well, yes, me and Jamie did.
Did you?
Well
you knew each other such a long time before, it's so different.
It would be really weird if I was like, oh, I'm getting married now. It's like,
we've known each other for years. That is a different scenario.
That is a very different scenario.
But I think just fuck it, go for it, honey.
Do you know what? I think go for it. And if, but my advice is, boys do like the chase, as do girls. And the only reason I'm saying this is because I like the chase. In the morning, do not be keen. You've slept.
I know.
I'm just going to say that.
You've got to play the game bit.
Yeah, you've got to play the game. So if you're new to dating, go on. Honestly, if you want to go back there, feel the vibes. If you're a bit drunk, have a couple of cocktails. Go do your thing. But then the next day, maybe play it cool, maybe don't.
Like, I would, you know what I would do? I've always wanted to do the hot. Yes, I would air them. And I've always wanted to do the thing, disappear before they wake up. And they're like,
no, she got.
Yeah, I would want to just leave in the morning, like before, because then they wake up and they go,
I don't think you can do that. That's like really aloof and a bit weird. It's like,
you know what? I've seen too many.
Like you've used and abused that.
I've seen too many films.
No, what I do is I'd leave and leave my job. Like, oh my God, can I tell a story about Jamie?
You can
he
indeed.
Was really upset that I've told him this. Anyway, he basically was so drunk and went back with this woman who was much older than him.
Oh my God, I know this story. I've heard he's told me.
He woke up and he was like, surely that didn't happen. Like, turned over and was like, oh, thank God, no one's in the bed. Thank God. Anyway, he goes and has a shower.
Oh my God, no, I can't
He's
wait.
He's having a shower. And written on his mirror in red lipstick. That gives away the age of the woman. Because, like,
who wears red lipstick?
Yeah, like, go for it if you do. But, like, I definitely can't. Had a great night. Love heart. And he, like, literally crushed the film. Was like,
oh my God.
By the way,
God.
This goes to the grave. And I've just told all of you guys.
I've had worse stories from
We're
him.
All, like, in it together. So, like, we
You know what? We've exposed quite a lot about ourselves. So, and Jamie's got some great stories, like, in the dating world. Like, we should get him on for a little dating segment. The first date and this whole dating thing is hard.
On and ask them.
They're going to be so brutal. They're just going to be like, oh, he doesn't like you.
What do you guys think about if we did a foursome with Harry and Jamie and we replied to the dilemmas, gave our girl advice
and they give the boys advice?
I reckon Jamie would be like, nah, suck it off, doesn't like you.
Yeah, because have you ever seen that film? He's just not in that into you. And like the boys' advice is like, we always go through these things like, oh, you know, maybe he just, you know, he's got something going on at home. And we almost like lull ourselves into thinking there must be, he can't not like me. But you know what? Maybe he just doesn't. And like, it's as savage as that. And you've got to just sack it off. Okay, fine. You don't fucking like me. Someone will love me.
Yeah.
And you move on. You can't keep pining after some guy that's just giving you a half-hearted, you know, like.
As long as when you think about it, you're like, as Melissa said, like, surely he should love me rather than like, why doesn't he love me?
Exactly.
Wrong with me. Then it's fine. I just don't want any of you girls. And like, I've always been very good at being able to do this. Like, I've seen all my friends who they blame it on themselves. No, don't. You're fucking badass. Like, don't think that if they don't like you, it's down to you. It's down to them. They're lost.
Exactly.
Later.
It is down to them. And also, some people, I think what the problem is, boys, they're also cowards. They almost don't have the balls sometimes to just be honest and be like, look, I really think you're great, but like the chemistry's just not right for me.
Yeah, they string you along.
They string you along because they like the attention. I guess they can't. I think they're cowards. Like they can't bring themselves to do it. And you know what? Some girls are like that. I've actually done it with quite a few boys in my life.
I know
them. Where I've been dating them and I'm like, geez, I actually just don't like you that much. But I feel so bad now because they clearly like me and I don't want to say it. And it's a hard one because at the end of the day, everyone's human. No one wants to hurt other people's feelings, which I think is another thing. The ghosting vibe that boys also do on the dating apps. I say dating apps. I mean, that's because we're talking about Hinge. But that's odd. Just be honest.
I agree.
Like if you've gone on a date and you've spoken on an app, like you have to just be honest.
I think it's also a bit odd when people go on these apps, they're like, just for friends.
Yeah, that is an interesting one.
Apparently loads of girls are on it just for friends. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay, can we listen to the
second dilemma?
I have a situation. I've been in this for nearly a year now. I need advice. I have a manager. He is super attractive, but he's one to sleep around. And at the moment, he's window shopping. But we slept together a number of times.
Oh my god, this is so good.
I feel like I've gotten too deep as he's been so emotionally supportive towards me, but he always said he only really has one night stands and never goes back to one, so thought it would be
just
a one night stand. However, he keeps coming back to me and wanting my attention. He gets very jealous if I mention other boys.
Snap
him off. What, he's just a user.
For a start, he's your manager. Is this okay? Is this allowed? Like,
no.
This is naughty behaviour for a start. Quite liking the whole Christian Grey vibes. That's what I'm kind of getting initially.
Yeah.
But it just sounds like he's using and abusing all these chicks. And the fact that he's actually openly said, I only have one night stands.
Oh, gross. That kind of put me off him. Like, yeah.
But also, that would make you, honey, if he's really fit, you'd be like, I need to tame you.
Yeah, but I go so the opposite way. Like, I just want to speak to him.
Oh, my God, same. But deep down, right. You would be, like, fully obsessed.
You're mine.
I need to tame me.
But I would just say it's so cool. I'd probably
so hard to get. You've got to play the game with these predators.
Yeah, with the boys that like to play the game.
You do.
Firstly, for your mental health, you probably should just, like, sack him off because it's probably going to, like, make you a bit.
Especially in your work environment. That's really, like.
But if you want to get him, my advice is to just, like, completely be aloof, ignore him, maybe on a couple of dates, act really cool. Don't act like you hate him. My God.
Yeah, be polite and be like, oh, my God, it was so the same as me. Like, do not worry. Like, just, I totally.
Just joke with him.
Yeah, have
banter with him. Flirt still, but, like, never text him.
Oh my God, no. And when he texts you first, you gotta leave it. You know, go back to the old school, as in when we were at school and a boy would text you. Don't reply for at least 2 hours. That kind of vibe.
And when you do reply, like, one month. Am I busy?
Just be quite short and be like, so sorry, I'm so busy. Like, I honestly, like, I really like.
Obviously, like, he'll be like, I know what you're doing. Like, just in a really cool way. Like, you know, then he'll start calling you and you can be just busy yourself. Actually go out with your girls.
Yeah.
Actually go the whole out with time. Dates. Test waters. Then by the time that he like wants you, you're probably gonna be fancying someone else.
And also if he does really want you, he will hopefully then be like, look, I am really quite ready to like date you now. I'm sorry what I said before. I really like you. Or it is what it is. And he is just a one night stand predator, as they say. Yeah, you had a great time. You fancy him.
Don't get your feelings deep though.
No, you can't. Especially the fact he's your manager. This is really quite intense actually, thinking about it. We've never been in like full on offices where this has been a thing. So I almost can't imagine it. Like the only thing I can like revert back to is Christian Grace. In that 50 Shades of Grey film.
Yeah.
Terrible business. Why am I doing that? I mean, I imagine he's being quite sexy and steamy.
You picture him like a really older guy being really, really like...
Not that much older, just a bit older than her, being really sexy and powerful. I picture him being like powerful.
A 35-year-old silver fox. That's why I'm picturing super tan. Like, stop so far in a really great...
We need pictures, nice girls. Can you please send us like, pictures in?
Leather trapper shoes. You know, like, great, yeah. Love, great, really tan. That's when I'm completely off. That's probably just my dream.
This is like reading a book, guys. This is what we do. We, like, pitch this whole thing in our minds to, like, and, piece like, the story together.
You basically are, like, going and getting the coffee. You see each other and, like, he grabs your ass and then someone walks in. You're like, oh, yeah, do you want milk with your coffee?
Oh, that's my God, stop this, yeah. Oh, my God.
God, it's steamy.
It is steamy. Quite jealous, to be honest.
Okay, like we're losing the plot. We live through you guys.
Oh my God, we actually do. This is an amazing story, but at the same time, you really need to just be smart about it. You know, you have to play the game ultimately. That's just like annoyingly how these boys, like their brains just work like that. So, you know, as Sophie said, like act aloof, act cool. Let him just come to you, honey.
And own your shit. Be confident. Tell yourself you love yourself every day. And when you do that, your confidence will grow and he will come calling. He'll sense it.
Yeah.
That's bigger and better. Confidence is bigger and better. And self-love is bigger and better than anything you can ever, like, admit. Better than, like, looking grey. Better than whatever, you know?
Yeah, totally. And if he doesn't come calling, then, you know, that's his loss and it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that. End
and by that,
that
time,
chapter.
You'll be, like, feeling so great in yourself. You'll probably, like, be dating loads of other
anyone
boys.
Else. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like you're, like, really risk-taker.
Hilarious that he's actually said to her, though, like, I only do one-night stands. Like, I actually would have laughed out loud if someone said that to me. I'd be like, who
be
do
like,
you
well,
think you are?
I'd be like, well, I hope you got checked before this one-night stand.
Oh, my God, yeah, crikey. I think our advice has been quite good on that one.
Yeah, I think so.
Just quite a nice fantasy we've just lived out
for
you.
Yeah, I'm like really excited through that fantasy.
Can you please follow up on this?
Yeah, DM us again.
Tell us what's happened like
voice
since
notes
this. Voice note ask or send us a picture. We won't obviously put it anywhere.
Yeah,
really nice for us
him.
To see the vibe.
Imagine if she takes a photo and he turns around and it's like flashing.
Whoopsie. No, just send his like LinkedIn profile. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's good. Just give send his name. I'll stalk myself.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah. Just let us have a little follow up on like what's happening now.
Yeah, let us know. It is now the time for the boyfriend complaint of the week.
Okay.
So this week, no word of a lie, our hallway in our flat looks like an Amazon delivery office. There are so many boxes from Melissa's orders that it's beyond a joke. Honestly, we get like 10 deliveries every single day. And then if Melissa goes a day without opening those boxes, it's just a nightmare. So yeah, we can barely open our front door.
Today, okay, I will, like, we actually had a bit of a, not a row, but like he had a bit of a go at me about it just before I came here. So we were out all day. We were out in Selfridges. I got some new makeup for myself. And as we came home, so...
Trainers.
Oh, I did. No, they came in the box. They were in one of the boxes when I got home.
Okay.
So our concierge, I mean, we're very lucky. Like, they pick up... everything gets delivered to the concierge and they let themselves in. They have a, like, thing. They have a pass. And they put them all in the flat. So when we get home, there's all these boxes. And it's quite outrageous. They stack them up. And Harry was like, oh, my God. And there's... I guess in the industry that we're in as well, we also get a lot of like PR packages. And Harry was like, oh my God, Melissa, this is so much. There's honestly 7 boxes on top of each other. To be fair, whenever I come into your flat,
it's the same.
I open the door at the bottom of the stair and I'm like, uh-oh. I bring Sophie's parcels up here.
It do stress me out a bit. I'm so, so grateful. But the packaging, I just wish they'd like downsized it back on the plastic. It's getting better though.
It is getting better, but it's. I know what he means because even I look at it and I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, gosh, that's a lot.
There's just
like,
so many parcels, and today it was like right before I came here.
God,
I was
we
like,
found like first world problems times.
I know, but like, I guess it's just It's the future of all the deliveries and stuff like that. Like, it can seem overwhelming. And when you're in a small place, like in London, like you don't have another room to like shove it in. I open Sophie's like food cupboards and there's hardly anything. It's all organized. Mine is like a lot of stuff is in there.
I would not think of you like that.
No, I know. I think it's because, oddly, I think I've read that it's because I'm quite, a relaxed character. Like, that sort of thing just doesn't stress me out.
I see, that does. I'm really highly strung.
Anyway. So the box thing, I do apologise for, because, like, he was I was like, Presh, can you send your, like, complaint today? And he was like, I don't have to complain about anything. I was like, what did we just argue about, all the boxes? He was like, oh my God, you're right. God.
Oh, you're so cute.
But it is so annoying, and, like, it's obviously not an issue, but, like, it's something that's constantly, like, he's just got to deal with it. And I'm like, I'm so sorry about the boxes. My mum's just the same. My dad always says that it's literally, like, a DPD, like, shipping.
Yeah, I stayed with Jamie's parents at one point. His mum was like, honestly, this isn't okay. And I was like, I am so sorry. And then I knew they were still getting my deliveries. And she was like, no.
Oh my God, so.
In the country, has to go up the drive to get them. Like, it's a big old deal. I'm so sorry. I had to cancel like, all the PR companies.
Oh my God.
So I'm with Harry on this one, Presh.
I am too. Vanessa. It sucks. I'm sorry. I also have an online shopping addiction, which doesn't.
Yeah, you really do. Like, why the hell is this month?
You go out shopping, as in you shop in the shops.
No,
I online shop.
No, I don't really. I half and half. But I need to go get those trainers. Sorry, I'm going to copy you.
I came in with new trainers today, so he goes, I'm going to get those. Is it all right with you? I was like, of course it is.
We've got to chat. Nice. Some people get so annoyed. There are certain things I'm like, please don't copy. You, I don't mind. You're one person. You're actually the only person I can hand in my heart say that I wouldn't care if you had the same thing as me.
Yeah, same.
Other people, I'd be like, no.
But that's because we actually are very similar. Like, our taste is.
Yeah, like, I know.
We might get it anyway. Exactly. It's just pointing out to you, like, oh, lovely, didn't realise they did that.
Yeah, didn't.
Like, that kind of vibe. Whereas someone's like, you don't normally wear that shit. You've clearly just got it because I'm wearing it.
Oh,
like,
right.
Who are you?
Oh, God.
This is only, like, I guess, our friendship circle, like, or the outskirts of where you can see that someone's done it. It's like, uh-oh, you've just copied me.
Oh, well. I guess it's a compliment. It's in its highest form. We need to now
rate the wine.
I'm gonna have another
sip. We've only gone through like
one quarter.
Yeah,
but I had that. Must be quite alcoholic. It is for white wine, 12.5 vol.
I don't know if it's just vol. I say percent.
Volume percentage. I say 6 or 7. I don't know. I don't drink enough white wine. I'm sorry.
You know what's really hard when you don't taste it against other wines? I'm really enjoying this.
You want us to have like 4 wines.
Because then I feel like we could really rate
it. Why didn't we incorporate that then?
I think we should. Maybe once a month we should do like a little round up tasting and then rate them again against each other.
Yeah, you're going to have to take that home with you, so I'm not going to drink it.
I'm by myself this evening. Yeah, can't
but
do that.
Have another bar.
No, not alone.
Yeah, but pressure will come back tomorrow.
Sad times. I'm by myself tonight, guys.
I gave you dinner and I'm not invited
there. I expect you do.
No, I have, but like, you won't come. Like, for various reasons, she won't come to this particular dinner.
Okay, I'm going to go for a 7.5. Oh, I'm going to go half generous. Up than you because I thought it was really lovely. I really enjoyed that.
You really like all the ones I choose. I like.
Really enjoyed that. And I think the bottle is very elegant.
I do think
classic. It's like a classic one your dad would pick.
2019.
Like a lovely wine.
They're always 2019. I must have, like, be drawn to them in the supermarkets.
Where's this from? What supermarket?
I think it's from that wine shop I went to the other day. I got two. I got the Gavi and that's why I've wanted to try
God.
It. He said nice. This is very like the Gavi. Do you know what it actually is?
It is. It's lovely. I'm really enjoying this.
Like, they're flavoursome.
Flavoursome.
Well, guys, that brings us to the end of episode, I can't remember.
Seven?
But we love you all so
much.
We
do. Again, thank you so much for your really cute, kind messages, because we're feeding the love back to you right now. This is us Sending it back.
Our group, you just have a little gossip over wine. And exactly. Like, I know you guys are doing it too. So just keep sending us in those dynamics. Please subscribe. Please rate us. Please review, because it really helps other people find our podcast, which I hope people still listen to and still find. And we love you guys. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.